Well, the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome back. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs. And I want to thank again our real hosts, and that is the company of MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. They are the ones who built our studios and house us here in Needham, Massachusetts. Or Natick, Massachusetts. Natick we're in, sorry. My head's not on today. Our next guest is Patty Sinicole, CEO and founder of First Beacon Group. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Tell us about First Beacon Group, what you do.
We are an HR consulting firm. We work primarily with small to mid-sized companies, although we have a few outliers that are much larger companies. And we provide HR services on an as-needed basis. So we do a little bit of compensation work. We do some recruitment and placement. We do affirmative action plans. We do help companies with sticky terminations or employees that are struggling and performance issues. So a very wide range. We handle everything except for payroll.
Wow. So do you do consulting as well? Is that part of it when you say employee situations? You do consulting, coaching?
Yeah. So we work with, I'm thinking of a couple of clients within, 5 or 10 miles here. We've placed some folks with them. We may have placed a controller with them. Or they may have called us about an issue with an employee who is struggling. Maybe they're having an issue where they need a medical leave and they're not 50 employees, so they don't have to comply with some of the Family and Medical Leave Act laws that larger organizations need to comply with, but they're not sure how to sort of all work it out. They want to be a fair employer, but they also don't know the laws, and they're sort of trying to figure that out. So there's a lot of challenges for small and mid-sized businesses, especially in Massachusetts, in terms of HR and employment issues.
Right. So when did you start the company?
18 years ago.
Wow.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Sometimes it feels like 18 minutes. Sometimes it feels like the full 18 years. Yeah. But.
And what's your background? How did you evolve into that whole entrepreneurial space?
I grew up in the great city of Newton, mm-hmm. not too far from here. And did my undergrad at UMass Amherst, did an MBA at Babson. And really my first job out of UMass was, I don't know if you remember this, the old Shamit Bank. I started with the old Shamit Bank. Yeah. Obi Tenawat, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory doesn't fail me. And started there in an HR role, learned a lot, and really sort of progressed and moved up. And about 18 years ago, I will tell you the Babson experience shaped me. I have always had sort of that entrepreneurial drive and wanted to run my own show. And I think that experience gave me the confidence to go out and start a new company. And I think, I always say we're small but mighty. We do a great job for our clients. Every client is a little bit different. For some clients, we do training workshops. For some clients, we deal with, harassment issues. I mean, since the Me Too movement, that has become, that has sort of risen on our client issues list for sure. For some of our clients, we help them, place people or find people. With some of our clients, we help them separate employees. So, it's been a great 18-year run, and I wouldn't have done it differently. And I still love it every day. It's exhausting. I work, close to 7 days a week. But it's a blast.
And tell us about the kind of staff that you hire that works for you.
So we have, I always say I have the best compensation person I've ever met in my 30 plus years. So we have someone on our team that's a compensation expert that's outstanding. We have another woman that does affirmative action plans for us. And then we have a group of part-timers that help me with sourcing candidates, because I keep the search stuff pretty close to me, because that's something you know, even going back to my Shamit Bank days, that was, you know, one of my early roles there. So I do most of the search work. And then I have a small team that helps me find candidates. You know, we'll post jobs, we'll search for candidates, we'll go through our database. So they all sort of fill sort of a different niche. And sometimes it's expertise. I always say, like Rachel, my compensation person, I would give her an A in compensation and I would give myself a B in compensation. So I always sort of surround myself with talent that I think sort of makes up for you know, where I might be not as strong.
So when you're selling clients, what do you tell them the benefits of, let's say, contract HR versus, let's say, going in-house and doing it themselves?
I have a client, a CEO, that I'll use his words. He likes to buy us by the beer rather than by the bar. So he likes being able to use us on an as-needed basis rather than having a full-time person.
Does he have a small business?
Yep. Okay. Yep, he does. Yeah. Small but growing.
Right.
And so I love that analogy because it sort of paints that picture of being able to use us for, you know, maybe they have a more junior HR person on their team, or maybe that person is called an HR generalist, but that HR generalist has expertise and benefits and compensation, but not recruitment. Or maybe they're a recruiter, but they're not great at compensation. So we'll sort of fill in those holes on an as-needed basis.
Interesting. We've been speaking with Patty Sinicole, CEO and founder of First Beacon Group, LLC. Is it a very competitive field, this HR contract consulting?
I think so, but I think if you do it well, you can stand out. I think there are a lot of sort of players out there that say that they do a good job. And we compete with them every day, and some of them do a very good job. I would say that most of the you know, when we pitch a client, we always sort of pre-qualify that client and make sure they're a good fit for our services. And then there's times, I think, over the 18 years that I've realized that sometimes you have to say no to a business that doesn't fit your model, and that's okay. It's better to sort of say no and be honest and candid with that prospect.
Has that become easier over the years?
It certainly has, yeah. When you're building a business, you're sort of, even though you have a business plan and you have a strategy in place, you learn as you go, I think. I've learned a ton. But I think that you have to sort of know what you're good at and know what your sweet spot is, and also know when that's not a good fit.
Right.
And I think I'm more confident with that as the years have charged on.
Very good. Patty, if someone was looking for you at First Beacon Group, how would they do that?
They could certainly go to our website. You know, we have a website. There's contact information on the website. I always say I have two addictions. One is to coffee and one is to LinkedIn. I'm very active on LinkedIn. So, you know, you could certainly find me on LinkedIn. Also, if people Google me, they'll find, you know, the First Beacon Group definitely should come up. But I also write a column for the Boston Globe, so a lot of people see my name and, you know, see my name pop up if they Google me that way, too.
Great. It's great having you on the show. I hope you come back this year with some, you know, interesting issues for 2020 that entrepreneurs have to face.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That's great. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back with more stories after this short break.